the liquid bandage comes in contact with your skin, it'll kill hundreds of different types of bacteria. And after it dries, it'll create a thin film over your skin to protect the wounded area. So, a long time ago, my grandma got UTI, which is an infection, and she was saved by antibiotics. So that was when I got interested in antibiotics and I started researching more about that topic. After I got interested in antibiotics, I just researched more about that topic and I came across a website that showed that metal, like different types of metal, can kill bacteria. And then I first decided to use copper to kill bacteria. And then after like a lot of tests, I realized that silver was more effective. And that's how I got to this project. So the silver ions from the nanosilver solution surround the bacteria and it penetrates the cell wall, which explodes the bacteria. Okay, so then the nanoparticles kill the bacteria by surrounding it and penetrating the cell wall. Okay, so since people are overusing antibiotics, it's going to become a huge crisis because bacteria are resisting to it, and then a government study showed that by 2050, 10 million people will die from antibiotic resistance infections, which is more than cancer and diabetes combined. So my invention helps reduce the use of antibiotics so that like there could be less antibiotic resistant infection bacteria.
Yeah, so when I was looking through all of them, this one stood out to me the most. It's very different because it's microbiology and the other one's focused on other things. And it really hit a big problem that I see today, which is the overuse of antibiotics. So I really viewed it as a solution to a big problem that we have.